The person asked his servant to go with him, and they lit the candle. Even though in this situation they need the candle also, there's room to say that his servant lit it for himself. We don't treat this that was done for the guy. I asked him to go for me. When he's going, he doesn't want to fall on a stone. He doesn't want to bump into something. He's not doing it for him. Because he's walking for me, he's doing it. So therefore, in such a situation, you should make sure that he doesn't turn on the candle. You have to stop him. Mishabu points out, though, that's only if he's walking together with the Jew. Then we say that he's doing primarily for the Jew. If I send a guy to go on some shlichus, and to make it more convenient for the guy, he lights a candle or a lamp to be able to see the way. That's all right, because here, I'm not using the light at all. He's just doing my shlichus, and he can do the shlichus with that light. He's making it more convenient for himself. Therefore, it's permitted since the Jew himself is not being banned from it. Similar to this, says, for example, if you have somebody in your house to clean the dishes, and she lights a light, so she should be able to see the dishwasher better. That's also permitted. Why? Because as far as you're concerned, she could wash the dishes without the light. So since the Jew himself is not being nana, just Lamaisa, she's required to wash the dishes, and this is just making it easier for herself, that is permitted. Furthermore, since she did it for herself, if afterwards the Jew wants to go into the room and use the lighting that she lit, that's also accepted. More than that, the Mishra Berurah says that once she lit the candle for herself to wash the dishes, even the Jews are allowed to help her out also, because once again, the light was lit for her and not for me. If we want to wash it for me and I'm there, she's helping me out, it's a different story. Here we're talking about she's doing it for herself, and then I come in and we will help you. Ramos says, you're allowed to tell a guy that who's accompanying him to carry a light for them, which is already lit. In other words, here it's just an issue of carrying muktzah. Since the guy is just carrying it, even though, generally speaking, we say that even if it's a rabbonin, you're not allowed to ask a guy to do for you. But since muktzah is a type of rabbonin that has heterim, you could carry it in non-natural form, tiltum and asad. So since we have a heter, certain ways to carry it, therefore we also permit somebody to tell the guy to carry the candle for me. Since once again, the Jew had somebody he could have taken himself, or carried between his elbows or whatever else.